A Century of Spiritual Text, St. Theodoros, 26. If you love Christ, you must keep the passion of rancor far from your soul. You should on no account yield to feeling of hostility. Rancor looking in a heart is like a fire hidden in stalks of dry flax. Rather, you should pray fervently for everyone who has grieved you, and you should help him if you have the means. By this action, your soul will be delivered from death. Tobit 4:10. And nothing will hinder your communion with God when you pray. St. Theodos the Great points out another great obstacle in our spiritual pursuit. It is harboring hatred in a heart. We must remember that holy fathers had a greater sensitivity to judge this passion. Hate invokes in us the image of the state of great and intense anger towards our neighbor. However, the holy fathers also mean by hatred those subtle movements in heart that are directed towards our neighbor. It is necessary to acquire a similar sensitivity because this passion only in exceptional cases manifests itself in a full force. But every day brings us many small provocations when we are hurt by some unkindness or wrong. It can be so small that we don't even think about it during the day, and it usually comes to mind at the time of prayer and throws us into a state of self-pity and condemnation of our neighbor. It causes our lack of concentration, but above all, it prevents us from entering into communion with God. St. Theodoros offers us two simple means of protection against this hatred. A fervent prayer for a neighbor who has injured us through some wrongdoing. The sincerity of this prayer is helped by the knowledge that we ourselves commit similar wrongs against our neighbors. The second mean is to do good deeds to these people if we have the opportunity to do so. The practical remedy offered can completely eradicate the remnants of negative passion from the heart. St. Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.